Good afternoon, sir. Please come through and take a seat. I understand this is your first time donating. Don't worry. There's nothing to be nervous about. I'll explain the process and answer any questions you may have. If at any time you feel uncomfortable or don't wish to continue, just say so and we'll stop. Okay? Good. Now, how much do you know about our work here at the National Fertility Institute? Not much? Okay. Well, let me give you a brief history. We are the first donor-centered fertility clinic in the country. A few years ago, our founder, Professor Stevenson, set about tackling the biggest problem in modern fertility treatment, a shortage of suitable sperm donations. She identified two key issues: variable yields. Some donors produced much smaller samples than others, and a lack of repeat donors. In partnership with some of the top experts in male sexual health, she redesigned a donation process from the ground up, focusing on improving these two metrics. We have two goals here today: to maximize your ejaculation and to ensure that you have a positive experience so that you want to return to donate again. Every aspect of your consultation has been carefully optimized with this in mind. The days of giving you a sample cup and some stimulating literature and leaving you alone for 15 minutes are thankfully long gone. Oh, that's what you were expecting today. Well, let me explain how we do things differently now. The biggest change we've introduced is the move to hands-on sample collection. Your donation is too valuable for its collection to be left in the hands of an enthusiastic amateur. All of our nurses are highly trained professionals, skilled in manually stimulating the male genitals to extract the maximum quantity of ejaculate. The bigger the sample that we collect, the more women that we can inseminate on your behalf. We have a long waiting list of beautiful, fertile women who are desperate to be impregnated with your sperm. Nothing here is left to chance. You'll notice that our consultation rooms are carefully planned to provide a relaxing, welcoming environment for you. We want you to feel at home and know that we can take good care of you. Everything is designed for your comfort. Visual stimulation is an important consideration for our donors, and this is reflected in the uniforms worn by the nurses in this department. Compared to the more conservative outfits worn by those who work with our mothers-to-be, you'll see that they're shorter and tighter, with a more provocative cut. But I can see that you've already noticed that. I am the nurse assigned to collect your sample today. If you're okay with that, I need you to sign this consent form. This gives me permission to touch your genitals in order to induce an orgasm and to collect a semen sample that we will use to inseminate one or more women. You may withdraw your consent at any time, and I will stop if you ask me to. I also need you to sign this paternity waiver that removes any rights or obligations in respect of any children fathered as a result of your donation. I'll sign here. And here. Thank you. Now, when you made your appointment, did they explain to you that you should refrain from ejaculation for 72 hours prior to your visit? Okay. And have you done so? Good. Don't worry. I won't keep you waiting much longer. Now, undress for me, please. I want you naked from the waist down. Don't be shy. It's nothing I haven't seen before. That's it. Good boy. Now, come and sit next to me on the couch. We're gonna take it very slow. It takes a little longer, but the results are worth it. I'm not gonna start until you're relaxed. Just breathe slowly. We've got all the time in the world. Shh, just relax. It's a wonderful thing you're doing. If only you could see the transformation that your donation will bring. You're fulfilling a woman's biological need to be a mother. The changes as a woman goes through her pregnancy are remarkable. Her skin glows, her belly grows, her breasts swell. It's beautiful, and you're the one doing it to her. We are so grateful. You seem calmer now. Is it okay if I touch your genitals? Thank you. I'm just gonna gently graze them with my fingertips to start with. How does that feel? Nice? That's all I'm going to do for now. Just lightly touching your penis and caressing your scrotum. And that's really all that you need. Those little tiny sparks of pleasure start to add up as the anticipation builds. The blood starts to flow. And you start to swell. Your penis starts to move involuntarily. It grows and rises until you're fully erect. Good boy. Oh, you have a beautiful penis. No, I'm not just saying that. No. Why would you want it to be any bigger? It's perfect. Are you ready to start the sample collection now? Good. I'm gonna put some lube on my hands to make it more comfortable for you. I've warmed it up so it's not too cold. Now, as I wrap my fingers around your penis, I want you to tell me if my grip is too tight. No? Good. Again, we're just gonna take it slow. I'm gonna glide my hand up and down your shaft. And with my other hand, I'm gonna gently fondle your testicles. After 3 days without relief, they should be ready to burst. And every so often, as my hand slides to the top of your penis, I'm going to tease the sensitive nerve endings in the tip with my thumb. But not every time. And I want you to relax. Focus on the moment. Fantasy can be a useful tool to help you let go. Just lie back and think about somebody you're sexually attracted to. It can be anyone at all. Your favorite actress. The cute girl on the checkout at your local store. Your best friend's wife. It's okay, I won't judge. That tease at work that you want to bend over your desk. Or maybe a sexy nurse who's caught your eye. Oh, you liked that last one, don't you? Don't deny it. I felt your penis twitch. You're turning red. There's no need to be embarrassed. Enjoy yourself. Your private fantasies are none of my business. I'll just keep stroking. You don't need to tell me all the naughty things you're thinking about doing to me. Unless you want to. No? You're a shy one, aren't you? You know, I think you're almost ready to ejaculate now, aren't you? I could edge you some more, but I think you need some relief. What do you think? Are you ready to shoot your load for me? I don't think you have much choice in the matter. We're going to finish with a visualization exercise. I want you to close your eyes. Now, try to think less about my lubed up hand on your penis, and instead, imagine you're having intercourse with my tight, wet vagina. That's it. Imagine yourself inside me. Imagine you're fucking me. You're fucking me so good. Oh. And I'm loving it. Oh. Oh, God, that's it. Oh. Your perfect cock is pounding my pretty little pussy. Oh. Oh, and you're gonna make me come. And I want it so bad. Oh, God. I want you to come with me. I want to feel you spurt inside me. Can you do that for me? Can you come with me? Oh, we're so close. Oh, God. Oh. Oh, come with me on one. Oh, five. Oh. Four. Oh, please come in my pussy, please. Three. No, oh. Drain your balls from me. Okay. That seems to have done the job. Make sure you get it all in the receptacle. Just a few more tugs to squeeze out every last drop. Good boy. That's the biggest load I've collected today. Well done. Take as long as you need to clean up, and please help yourself to the refreshments. And if you wouldn't mind, if you could please fill in the feedback questionnaire and post it in the box on your way out. If you'd like to arrange an appointment to make another donation, you can speak to reception. We have a loyalty program with some special treats for repeat donors. Oh, I'm afraid I can't tell you that. Make another appointment, and you'll find out.